Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the Two Horns. Just in time for some poetry.
That's right. Good stuff.
Yes, absolutely right. Longtime friend of Rich O'Brien, Red Steagall, is riding along with us. I thought this poem would be just perfect. It's called To an Old Friend.
I stood by the fountain as they brought him out, a lost, lonely look on his face. I ain't ever seen him in nothing but boots. The wheelchair sure seemed out of place. It took him a while to recall who I am. Then confusion broke into a grin, and it was though we were saddled up ready to ride the hackberry pasture again. He laughed as he said, "I remember the time that yeller bronc swallowed his head and pitched you so high that you turned over twice. Me and Benny Bob swore you was dead." He looked up at me and said, "How is old Ben?" I lied and said, "He's doing fine." No need to remind him his brother was gone. Ben died back in 79. For most of an hour, we rode at a trot. We branded and shaped up the steers, drank gallons of coffee, ate sourdough bread, and cowboyed for 51 years. I thought he was an old man when I was a kid. At a time when I needed a friend, he took me to raise and taught me all that I know about horses and cattle and men. My daddy had died, and I needed a job. I was big for a kid of 15, so they put me to work on the 4-6's ranch. Well, I was dumb as a gourd and as green. We was looking for strays in the Wichita Breaks. There was me and John Gaither and him, and I'd lost sight of John, kind of looking around, daydreaming there on the rim, and rode up on some cattle hid out in the brush. A 2-year-old steer come by me, throwed a 9 in his tail, and he cut a new trail right out through them salt cedar trees. Well, I took in behind him, a-giving her hell. The colt I was riding was green, but I thought to myself, he ain't getting away. This roan is a running machine. We was going full bore when we got to the bank. The stream wasn't wide as my hat. I nearly pulled up, but I thought, what the hell? I've jumped rivers wider than that. Well, I bogged that old pony plumb up to his gut. Was wallering and thrashing around and going down deeper with each desperate lunge, and me praying he'd find solid ground. Just at the moment that I heard his voice, a rope appeared right by the roan. "Get out of that cack and hang on to my line. The colt'll get out on his own." Well, I've crossed that old river a many a time. I found me a bog once or twice, but I still remember that 30-foot rope and a good cowboy piece of advice. When you ride the river, son, make sure your horse is gentle and seasoned as well, 'cause only the good uns'll get you across. That quicksand goes clean down to hell. I got up to leave, and he reached for my hand. Said, "Son, I'm sure glad you dropped by. If you see old Ben, have him saddle my horse. I hate sitting waiting to die." Well, his voice started cracking. He swallowed and said, "I'm nearing the end of my ride. If I cross the river before you get there, I'll leave a good horse on this side."
Yeah, that's right, Red. Leave a good horse on the other side for me.
Exactly.
Darn right. Man, old man. So Rich and Red have a storied history.
They do, yeah.
So Red Steigall and the Boys in the Bunkhouse, if you watch it on RFD, some of the older versions, mm-hmm. you'll see the Badger,
yep.
which is Rich's nickname.
Yeah.
You'll see him back there in the background picking behind Red on every one of those episodes.
That's when he was the happiest, right?
When he was picking. Oh, my goodness sakes, absolutely. Things come around and you get some challenges, mm-hmm. and if you can't do that anymore, it gets tough on an old boy.
Yeah, it sure does.
It's just like any old cowboy.
Tell him you can't ride.
When you can't cowboy anymore, it gets tough,
it
doesn't
really
it?
It really does.
You betcha. Yep. So pay attention when you're watching that on RFD. Yeah. You'll see Rich in the background. Let's have another great cut here. This one is also right up this show's alley. This is Come and Dine, The Master Calleth. Happening now, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Coming and dining, the master called.
Tuck in. Here we go.
And he went. Yeah, that's right. Well, we're celebrating the life and times of Rich O'Brien, but we're going to end the show.
Well, you know, we still got all his music.
I know, and we'll continue playing.
That's right.
This is a great song. This is the only song I have on recording where he sings.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is called Old Town Taos.
In Old Town Taos, New Mexico, on a bench in the park, in the gathering dark of the twilight's glow. Bittersweet memories of someone who once loved me long ago. Come back to me in Old Town Taos, New Mexico. Clearly I see her eyes so bright, a soft dress of blue with her long shining hair as dark as the night. As we dance to guitars under silvery stars and she sighed, I love you so, as I held her close in Old Town Taos, New Mexico. Why did I leave her? Why did did I deceive her? Oh, why? I'll never know. But tears fill my eyes as I say goodbye to New Mexico. As I say goodbye to Old Town Taos, New Mexico.
Signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah, but as you said,
yeah,
take heart, folks.
Yeah.
We will continue to play.
We've got his music.
Rich yep. O'Brien's music, and we will continue to pay homage.
And, you know, as I understand it, if you haven't got his music, I think that ship has sailed.
Man, well, the website has. You know, it used to be you could go to our website and you could click on Western Jubilee music website. But I just did that, and it's an empty web page now.
Oh, no.
So I will find out.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure there's still a way that you can order his music. There's got to be a way to download it.
I would think
I'll bet digital downloads are still available. Yeah. That's my guess.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Don't know for sure, but we will find out.
Well, you better start listening to us.
That's right. Yeah. pay attention.
Pay attention.
That's right.
Man.
We'll let you know. That's right. No, we will continue to play Rich's music. We will miss our old pal.
You bet.
Our friend.
Yeah. And look forward to seeing him again.
Nobody liked a good joke better than Rich.
Isn't that the truth?
And I wish we could tell some of the ones that...
Yeah, they're good ones.
They are dandies, but they're just not quite radio
worthy. Well, certain radio.
Yeah, right.
Not this one.
Well, that's right. Yeah. You'll have to, next time you see us, you'll have to ask
Hit us
to tell you one of Rich's jokes. But took him on a snow machine trip to the Upper Green to see the elk, and he was just flabbergasted by the beauty. of the landscape, but also the elk, because he loved to hunt.
He did. He was a rabid hunter.
I mentioned that his nickname was Badger, so Doug London trapped a badger one time and tanned the hide.
Yeah.
And I sent it to
him. Yeah. I bet he loved it,
he
too.
He did. It was one of his prize
Well, there's another one that's gone. Doug.
Oh, yeah, Doug died as well.
He cashed her in, too.
Good ones are going.
Oh, my.
But we'll see him again.
We will. Yeah, we certainly will.
Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week?
Absolutely,
Things I learned from my farrier.
Oh, man, that ought to be
good. It'll be a short show. So stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow. Godspeed,
That's
Rich.
That's right. Godspeed, Rich O'Brien.